Hi, this is Chip Brim, and this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message series entitled Holiness. As you listen to these teachings, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more into God to become endued with power, and become holy as He is holy. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Open his eyes, and he was there lying on his back, looking up on to the ceiling, and he said he saw a hand come down from heaven. He said it looked like the strongest hand in all the universe. It looked like it could crush you, the strength and the might in that hand. My dad was always impressed with strength. And he heard a voice, and the voice said, "Take hold of my hand, for I am the great fisherman." And he said, I just reached my hand up to that hand, took hold of it. And instead of crushing me, it was warm, like warm velvet. And it took away all my worry about things. You see, Jesus said, cast all your care upon the Lord, for He careth for you. The Lord says He is your good shepherd. He will watch over you. He will provide for you, help you. And He did.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, He did. And He'll do it for you. And I know by the Spirit, there are some that God is setting you free from worry tonight. You will not worry anymore from this day on. It's almost as if you can just write down that today's date. I gave up worry. It flew away like a bird, and I've been set free by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know who you are.
Those doors of heaven can be open to them.
Yes.
Prosperity and
yes.
Promotion and
yes.
Parts. Behind that door, Shelley saw parts like your heart and your liver and your kidney or whatever you need. And you know, whenever Kent was in that place, we actually had three children we were going to have four. And it was before we had ever come into contact with Brother Kenneth Hagin and his teaching. And it was such a marvelous spiritual thing that happened to that little Baptist boy, you know.
That's right.
Bless the Lord. But we're talking about a supernatural God and supernatural things, not natural things. We are not a part of a natural being. We are a part of the body of Christ. The body of the anointed one and his anointing. Glory be to God. The blood made it possible. The blood made it possible.
The blood of Jesus. The blood.
Hallelujah. If you came in here tonight and you were so worried, you just didn't see how you were going to make it. That's what Kent was thinking back in those days. He did not see how we were going to make it when that fourth baby came. We were not making it with three, and how were we going to do it with four? Bless the Lord, I had to quit my job, stop my paycheck, you know. So I want to know if there's someone in here, and you came in here tonight like that, in that situation. You came in here tonight, you were so worried, you just didn't know how you're going to make it. Are you here? Would you lift your hand? Bless the Lord. All right, would you just come down to the front? Bless the Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, bless Jesus. And Shelley, the anointing is on you. I just want you to pray with them. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Bless the Lord.
Just reach your hands toward heaven because heaven is helping you. It's from heaven tonight. It's the God, the Father of heaven and earth. He is the Father, the great provider.
Open the door.
Yes, Lord.
Open the door.
Open the doors of Elite. Open the door of their heart. Their heart towards the glory. A liberation, Lord. A liberation. And a declaration of independence tonight. Signed by the blood of the Lamb, that you are free from worry. In the name of Jesus, I address you, foul spirit. You are exposed by the light of the Holy Ghost. And we come against you in the name of the Lord. The name of Jesus Christ. And by the blood of the Lamb, you free. Now you just receive it. Say, that's me.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Be free. Be free.
That's me. I'm free.
Go free in the name
You're
of Jesus.
You're free. Just say, I'm free. In the name of Jesus, and by the blood of the Lamb, I'm not the same, but the great I am is helping me.
restoring all that the cankerworm has eaten, restoring all the years that seem to have been wasted, restoration, no more pity parties, no more regrets, no more thinking about the past and how it could have been or should have been. It's over. Your eyes are pressed toward the Master, yea, the author and the finisher of your faith, Jesus Christ. And you're forgetting
Lord,
those things
Lord,
are behind,
Lord,
and you're
Lord.
Pressing on for Him.
laborers, Lord.
Yes, Lord. There'll be labors. We lift up the labors and favor for the labors. Favor for the labors. And ideas. Fresh ideas and new thoughts from heaven.
Obedience.
The Cristo, Belidiabe, and obedience, Somera, Calidori. We restore all the story of the glory in each life, Lord. Each life is a story and a trophy of your glory and glorious deliverance. Glory be to God. And doors open. That we tried so hard in our own flesh.
Yes, yes.
We tried so hard in our own humanity to do it. It's been like kicking against the pricks. But yay, this night, you're learning how to cooperate with heaven. You're learning how to cooperate
Aye.
With the kingdom
Aye.
Of God and Listo, the word of righteousness. And it will almost seem so easy, you'll have to pinch yourself. You'll say, is this really me? And yay, it'll be Christ in you, the hope of glory. He'll do it, the works. And you just hang on, honey, for the ride, for the wind of the Spirit is turning the tide in your life. Ah, the tide is turned. The tide is turned. Ah, rejoice. Rejoice in what the Lord is doing for you. Rejoice in what the Lord is doing for you. Rejoice.
Lord,
hallelujah!
Glory,
hallelujah! And if there is some area that there needs to be obedience in, and you know it, God will bless you on credit. Like with Shelley, you know, she had to agree not to go back there. So just tell the Lord right now, I'll obey you in that thing, whatever it is. You know it, whatever it is. I'll obey you. And He's already helped you tonight on credit. And now you're going to do it, right? Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It's good to be free. It's good to be free. You in bondage. He doesn't want you held down because His will is to manifest His power and His glory through you. And it is His will that everything about His plan works in your life. And that's why He's provided the yoke-destroying anointing, the blood of Jesus Christ, that you might be free and manifest God to the world. They have a right to see God in you. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father, for revealing to us the secrets of power and your plan in these days. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. When I came to work for Kenneth Hagin, I did his cassettes, made them into books and tapes, made his tapes into books and the Word of Faith. And I remember typing a lesson on faith, and there was a word in it that I didn't understand what it meant, but I learned what it meant. And he said this, faith is concomitant with knowledge. Knowing Brother Hagin, he probably got that from someone else. Because he just doesn't go around using that word, concomitant. But what it means is, kind of like this, faith goes along with knowledge. Or faith results from knowledge. You have to know it's the will of God to heal you before you can have faith for your healing. And when you know it, faith just rises. It just goes along with it. So in the nighttime, we're going to be talking about the secrets of power. And tonight, we're going to establish that the demonstration of power is the will of God. The demonstration of power in the church is the will of God. The demonstration of the Spirit of God, the demonstration of the Holy Ghost is the will of God in the church. And when we have knowledge of how it is His will and His plan, then we can have faith for it. I'm telling you, my faith is rising. My faith is rising in the power of God. And that's God's will. God told Brother Hagin to have Holy Ghost meetings, and he started having them a year ago in January. And this is the text scripture every night for every Holy Ghost meeting. The Holy Ghost hadn't even got a new text yet. Been 10 meetings, 21 weeks of meetings, and every night this is the text. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2. Glory. I believe God wants to open some doors to us. He told us we're going to have an open door. That's why He gave the pastor. Verse 3. He's speaking of when He first came to the Corinthians to bring them the message of Jesus Christ. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. Now, that does not mean that Paul was fearful. It means that there was such a presence of God that Paul was trembling in that presence. He had a fear. He had a respect of what was going on. He had what either, I can't remember if it was George or Terry said this morning, is going to come back to us. I think it was George. And that is the fear of God in an awesome respect of God. That's what, when we were talking with Jesse, and he was talking about being in that throne room and lightnings were proceeding out of that throne. And he said, he hit. I said they hit the dirt, but it must have been gold dust. But he had a respect for that one on the throne, you know. And Paul said there was such power there. I was trembling in the place of it. I've seen flesh tremble in the presence of God's power. Have you? Verse 4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. His preaching was in demonstration, showing forth the Spirit and power to this end, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. It is right to have faith in the power of God.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. To order these teachings in their entirety or learn more about Billy Brim Ministries, please log on to www.billybrim.org. That's www.billybrim.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.